modern people are wrong in that they think that all they need is to be good people. How then can we be good if there is this entity that every turn of our ways, every effort that we make to be good, he's going to sabotage it? Modern people miss out on one party on the equation. They think that the world is composed of just human beings. And if they believe in God, then just God and human beings. So all we have to do is try to be good. And God is forgiving, and God will forgive, and we'll find. Human beings just have to be good and put our heads together and work together, and everything will be fine. What they're missing is the whole other party in the equation, and that is the devil and his demons. The Lord Jesus, the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, who comes down from heaven in order to reveal to us all truths. Truths about God, truths about ourselves, truths about the nature of this world, the nature of the next world. I mean, this is the Messiah. And yet, throughout of his ministry, he cast out so many demons, and not once he said, "Guys, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as devil, demons. It's all in your mind. It's all a psychological problems. It's all illusions. It's all hallucination. There's no such thing." He never. And so this is the reality of the universe we live in. That there's God, there's us human beings, and there's devil and its demons. And the goal of the devil and its demons to destroy us, to take us to hell with them. Isn't it interesting that in today's world, people will say, "I don't believe in God," but the very same people would believe in witchcraft. They believe in, you know, all those ghost shows, paranormal, you know, all of those things. Because they see a video camera captures things that they cannot explain. They don't believe in God, but they believe in these things. Is that ironic? Well, in a way, it makes sense. Because this is the only way the devil gets to us. The devil gets to us by tricking us, by lying to us. Well, I take it back. The devil is called the father of lies, but he doesn't tell lies very often. He tells half-truths. Because you see, lies can be spotted pretty easily. Half-truth, on the other hand, is a little bit more tricky. And so in the gospel today, we hear the devil telling half-truth. And what is that half-truth? He said, "You, Jesus of Nazareth, you are the Holy One of God." And Jesus tells him, "Be quiet." Why? Doesn't Jesus want everybody to know that he is the Holy One of God? Why did he tell the devil to be quiet? Well, because the devil was telling half-truth. You see, the Lord Jesus was going around performing many miracles, making the blind to see, helping the crippled to walk, even raising people from the dead. I mean, he was performing miracles. And the devil points him out and say, "There is the Holy One of God." And the Lord Jesus said, Be quiet. Why? Because you see, the devil wants for people, and now modern Christians still think this way, to think that Jesus, the Son of God, the Holy One of God, His job is to cure people. His job is to make people happy. His job is to feed the hungry. His job is to make sure that there's no afflictions, because He's going around and cure everyone, making sure that everyone is okay. This is the half-truth that the devil was telling. Because the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, is that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, has come down from heaven in order to suffer and die on the cross and rise from the dead. The devil wants to separate the Holy One of God, the Messiah, from the cross, you see. It's very tricky. This is why today there are so many people who are confused about what the Lord Jesus is. I mean, if you ask the young people, why is it that you no longer go to church? Why is it that you don't believe in God? You receive communion, you receive confirmation, you know, all of that. And why is it that you no longer believe in God? Most of them will tell you the answer. The answer is that I don't believe in God because there's so many evils in the world. If there is a God, how can there be so much evil, so many bad things taking place around me in the world? You see what I mean? And this is very interesting, that modern people point to God and blame God for all the evils of the world. Isn't it interesting that nobody points down and say, it's the devil's fault? With all the terrible things taking place around me, with all the nasty things in my own life, it's the devil's fault. Is that interesting? Isn't it interesting that nobody does that? Instead, we go, God, it's your fault. Why is it that the world is in the shape it is? You see how the devil works? The devil doesn't want us to remember that God created us in His likeness and image, and He first put us in the Garden of Eden, where there was no death, no suffering, no evil. It wasn't until evil entered the Garden of Eden through Adam and Eve rebelling against God. Isn't it interesting that this whole thing, the whole thing that we are suffering from, the broken world that we live in, the broken selves that we experience, all of the hurts, all of the evils, they originated from the devil, who brought it into the Garden of Eden and destroyed paradise. Isn't it interesting that when that was the case, and now people are running around and say, why are all this evil in the world? God is so mean. I don't believe in God anymore. See how the devil works? Half-truths. And this is why the Lord Jesus forbid the demons from speaking the half-truths. There is the Holy One of God. He's here to fix your life. You shouldn't be sick. You should never suffer. You should never have tragedies in your life. There He is, the Holy One of God. You see what I mean? And Jesus said, shut up. The Holy One of God has come to suffer with us, because when He comes to this broken world, He too has to suffer. because he's a real man. And he too will die because he's a real man. But he wasn't just a man. After he died, he rose from the dead because he is true God. So this true God and true man had come to save us from something bigger than the things of this life. He has come to save us from the devil himself. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come to church today, take a step back and look at the reality that's been revealed to us by the Son of God. That there's God, there's us, and then there's the devil and its demons. If we see the reality for what it is, then what we are doing here when we go to church, when we say our prayers, when we do all the religious things, become meaningful, you see? Why am I at church? Why do I have to pray? Why do I go to Mass? Why do I have to turn to God? My brothers and sisters, because you are in a fight for your soul. Because there are devil and demons who are out to get you every turn you make. Because you have no hope, you and I have no hope to fight against the devil and its demons. We're no match. No chance. Zero chance for us to have any standing against the devil and its demons. So once we see the reality for what it is, now it makes sense why you are here. You are here because you need a Savior, you see? We are here because we need Jesus to save us. Save me, O Jesus. To tell half-truths, in order for half-truth to take, you have to tell one truth first. You know, you have to kind of establish your credibility. And then when you have the credibility, then you slip in the half-truth. See, that's how it works. So, the devil, what did he say? He said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us?" The truth. Then the half-truth. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The good news, my brothers and sisters, is that we have a Savior. I mean, we're hopeless on our own. It is hopeless to try to be good. Hopeless. Because there's the devil and the demons always sabotaging us, always tricking us, always tripping us up. Hopeless. So it's foolishness for modern people to say, "Oh, all I have to do is just to be good people." We just have to be good people. The truth, the good news, is that the Lord Jesus is more, infinitely more powerful than the evil ones. Did you hear what the devil said? The devil said, "Have you come to destroy us?" Did you notice the devil didn't say, "Have you come to cast me out of this person? Have you come to chase me away? Have you come to defeat me? Have you come to, command me to leave this person? Have you come to..." The devil, in his one truth, what did he say? "Have you come to destroy us?" So the good news, my brothers and sisters, is that we have a Savior who can destroy the devil and its demons. We have no chance, but we have a Savior. You see where we are? You see how it works? So from here on out, when you say your prayers and you feel like, why am I doing this? You come to church, you go, why do I have to go to church? Why do I have to be religious? Why do I do all these religious things? Well, now you know, my brothers and sisters. Now it all makes sense to us. When you pray, when you come here, when you go to confession, when you do your devotions, you pray your rosary, all of those things is because we have zero chance without God. And God has come to save us. God has come to destroy the devil and his demons to save us. So let us turn to God, the Almighty, with all of our confidence, with all of our hope. And we have no fear, even though we know that we have zero chance against the devil and its demons. We have no fear because God is with us and God is here to save us.